Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Donald Brown talking bull selection in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
So many genetic tools available these days to pick and choose just the right bull for your beef cow operation. So many tools that it can get confusing. Donald Brown with the R.A. Brown Ranch with us again today, and he's helping us today figure out how to get our arms around that bull selection.
There are a huge number of tools available to us today to select the right cattle. One would be multi-breed genetic evaluation, where we have EPDs that go across breeds. International Genetic Solutions, which does the genetic evaluation for 12 different breeds, including Simmental, Red Angus, Gelby, and a number of breeds. All of those are comparable across the breed. That's a relatively new thing, and it's a wonderful thing where I can compare and contrast those breeds, where before you could just use those EPDs within breed, but now we can. The DNA enhancement has been huge. I look at it like this. If we've got a bull that we used on heifers last year, calved them out, and everything worked great, didn't have to touch a calf. It's breeding season again, and I've got two options. I can use that bull I had success with last year with that one calf crop, or I can use a bull that I've never produced a calf out of. Which one do we have more trust and confidence in? You know, it's human nature. We have trust and confidence in the one we had success with, one we had proof in the pudding with. The DNA test gives us about that much accuracy, is about similar to a full calf crop's worth of data to say, here's what this bull is, not for more than just calvinies, but for growth, for carcass traits, for maternal traits, for efficiency, all those things. We have tools that are more predictable than ever before to help us make the right decisions.
And making those right decisions, part of what management is all about. And Donald Brown says it's important that you understand how you approach the management of your operation will be a key to your eventual success.
So as we look at different management, we do need to, I believe it's important to use the management style that best fits your personality and your character and your crew and your family. Some want to be intensively managed. They're just, you know, those high metabolism people that want to be going and doing something, and they just can't sit down and stay still. You know, in those, they can do more things like artificial insemination and do more management, and they can precondition calves. They can maybe raise embryos for a seed stock producer. Things that are more intensive in management but have opportunity for increased return. There are other people that love the lifestyle of ranching, but don't want it to be an intensive burden on the workload. And with that, there are simple composite and commercial crossbreeding programs, straight breeding programs, but fit the management to your personality, to your strengths, and so that you can enjoy your business. Because I think that's important, to pursue your passions and have it fit your management style.
One final word that you mentioned there, I think it was in Rule 2, where you talked about the market. And the market today for the cattle producer, it's always been the end user, the beef that they're trying to produce for that consumer. But that consumer's changing.
The consumer is changing. And you know, as the world becomes a smaller place, relatively speaking, we are producing food. That, as a rancher, as an agriculturalist, that's my primary role, is to produce food and care for the environment. So with that, we've got to become more efficient at producing a better product. So less cost, better value for the consumer, and more of what they want. As more of our international markets open up, I believe the value for increased marbling, for better flavor, for that awesome eating experience is growing. I think the time when we disregard quality beef production and we're just focused on pounds, I think those folks are going to find discounts in their future. Mm-hmm. I think we've got to produce pounds in the right package that produces the product the consumer demands.
Donald Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Chris Black 17th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 9th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 345 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, all are future club calf producing females, and 38 head of stout 19 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Most all breeds represented in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found online, www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0712.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.